Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Another day, another big win for the D-backs. This time a 7-1 triumph over the San Francisco Giants at Chase Field to finish off a crucial two-game sweep. It was a huge day for Corbin Carroll. His solo home run off Ryan Walker started a four-run seventh that put the game away. During the game, two stolen bases for Carroll, plus the home run. He becomes the first rookie ever with 25 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a single season.
Yeah.
He's the club. That's it. Meanwhile, Merrill Kelly allowed just one run in 6 2/3 innings to pick up win number 12 on the year. Day off today for travel. D-backs headed to New York for a three-game series against the Yankees. Beginning tomorrow in the Bronx, it's the D-backs' first trip to Yankee Stadium since 2019 when they split two games.
Yeah, it's right there for them, Vinny.
It is
right there for them. Nine games to go. The schedule sets up nicely. You've got a day off today. You've got a day off next Thursday. You got a tough home series, but between now and then, you got the Yankees and the White Sox.
Yeah.
You can handle that.
The road trip features games against, as you said, two teams that are playing out the string. Then you come home for three against Houston, who's hanging on for dear life.
Mm-hmm.
The AL West race is crazy. There's a chance the Astros don't make the postseason as the defending World Series champions, but you figure they'll have something to play for in that last series.
Well, you're right. There is a better chance now that the Astros are going to be going full bore next weekend rather than rest. People,
that
the way
is
this is shaking out. But yeah, other than that, this is fun. It's what you sign up for.
National League wildcard scoreboard. Watch the Phillies beat the Braves 6-5-10. Cubs lost to the Pirates 13-7. Miami fell at home to the Mets 8-3. And the Reds dropped a 5-3 decision. So the Twins, so it was a good day all around for the D-backs. Phillies still comfortably in the top wildcard spot. D-backs still in second. They've opened up a 1.5 game lead over the Cubs, who are in third. The Marlins a half game behind Chicago. Reds a game back. Giants now three behind. Of course, the D-backs have just 9 games remaining. 9 times. Cardinals continuing practice for their Week 3 home game against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. More injury news to share. Carlos Watkins needs surgery to repair biceps injury suffered in the Week 2 loss to the Giants at State Farm Stadium. He is the second defensive lineman to require surgery for a biceps injury, joining LJ Collier, who was injured in Week 1 against Washington. Linebacker Josh Woods also missed Wednesday with the ankle injury that kept him out last week. Calvin Beecham, who has a hand injury, was a full participant for Dallas. Safety Jayron Kearse, offensive lineman Zach Martin, missed Wednesday's session. Kearse was ill. Martin's got an ankle injury. Quarterback Kyler Murray posted on TikTok a video of his continuing rehab, during which he said to his return to the field is coming just soon.
Soon.
Soon. Murray is on the physically unable to perform list and will miss at least the next two games. He suffered a torn ACL in a Week 14 loss to the New England Patriots last December, but some promising vibes.
Can we make it a little sooner?
I see what you did there.
That's her joke. It was probably the best joke of the year.
Thank you.
Good thing he transferred from Texas A&M to make that joke possible.
That's right.
Cardinals also signed wide receiver Jeff Smith to the practice squad on Wednesday. He spent 4 years with the Jets, signed with the Giants in March, but was waived in August. Week 3 of the NFL schedule gets underway tonight in Santa Clara. The 49ers hosting the Giants at Levi's Stadium. Running back Saquon Barkley of the Giants has indeed been ruled out of the game with an ankle injury suffered in Sunday's win over the Cardinals at State Farm Stadium. Tackle Andrew Thomas also has been ruled out for the contest that starts at 5:15 on Prime. Elsewhere in the league, Raiders defensive end Chandler Jones has been placed on the non-football injury list as he deals with a personal issue. Details are scarce, but anybody who's following Jones on social media over the last month knows there's something up with him.
Does the word erratic come to mind?
Erratic is a perfect word that can be used for this description.
I hope he's okay.
As Jarrett pointed out, sitting poolside, eating honey bunches of oats in his underwear was one of the
quotes. That sounds fantastic.
Well, okay, yeah, I'll give him that. Does the world need to see that, though?
No.
The Rams traded running back Cam Akers to the Minnesota Vikings on Wednesday in a deal that will see the teams perform a pick swap somewhere in the 2026 draft. The Vikings have been atrocious running the football. The worst team in the league. Through two games, they've got 69 rushing yards. So maybe Akers can help there. Chicago Bears defensive coordinator Allen Williams resigned to focus on his health. Williams hasn't been around the team in more than a week. The Bears have classified it a personal reason. There were also rampant rumors that the Bears headquarters at Hallis Hall in Chicago was raided by FBI agents on Wednesday morning following rampant reports that Allen Williams' home was raided. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network posted, the team is refuting it. Rappaport posted, clarity, the FBI did not raid Hallis Hall today. The league is not involved. And Peanut Tillman, the former Bear who's now an FBI agent, was looped into this. He apparently is not involved in the matter. But if there's no raid, what does this matter? I don't, there's a lot of weirdness.
The Bears had themselves a day yesterday.
They did. And the fact that
they said it's a personal health and family issue.
Yes, that's what they say. There's still a lot of people that don't quite believe that because
the FBI is always interested in your personal health and well-being.
Yes, they are. And your family.
And your family, yeah. Right.
The Arizona Coyotes signed forward Jan Jenik to a one-year, two-way contract. He played most of last season at Tucson of the AHL, registering 23 points in 30 games, but also saw action in two games with the Coyotes. But the big news, believe it or not, the Coyotes have preseason games this weekend. Four of them, half their team and most of their established players are in Australia for two games against the LA Kings. NHL season is here.
Well, and this it's kind of disorienting because we've got a baseball team that's surging towards the postseason. So it's not like we just have an NFL team and we're waiting for the Suns and the Coyotes to come. It's going to be here before you know it, is what I'm trying to say.
That is true.
How nice is that?
We're not just
staring at the clock?
No.
Right.
No.
Come on.
The time difference is so great, that Australia game had already happened.
Yeah.
17 hours into the future. There's your splash for Thursday, September 21st.